Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today in Sioux Falls, the first workshop of the Western Governor's Workforce Development Initiative is underway. It's the central policy initiative of South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard's term as chair of the association. It seeks to bridge the gap between workers and employers in the West in the hopes of building a more vibrant regional economy. This morning, Governor Dugard addressed the audience. SDPB's business and community development reporter Andrew Bork was there. To begin hour two of In the Moment, here are Governor Dugard's remarks from this morning.
I'm very pleased to be governor of South Dakota. We have what I think is a great state. I'm sure all governors feel that way about their state, but I really do think things are going well in our state. Our high school graduation rates are better than most. Our teacher pay is improving. Our education system is good. It's very good. Our business climate is also very good. We have very low taxes, no income taxes. We have very low costs. Those of you who bought breakfast at the restaurant, I think some of you would be pleased with the cost levels of things you have to buy here are very reasonable. Our regulations are reasonable, and things are good. Our unemployment rate's very low, one of the lowest in the nation. And our work ethic is strong, our productivity, our non-farm employment is growing. Things are going well in South Dakota. But still, we do have some challenges and we do have opportunity to improve. And finding workforce is the key problem that's faced by employers. After the recession ended and I was traveling the state talking to employers, asking about their challenges, it no longer was, can I get sales, can I get business? It was no longer any of those business is bad concerns. If business was good, but finding workforce to deliver on those sales, deliver on those commitments to customers was the problem. It was the constraint on expansion of existing businesses. It was the constraint on the attraction of new businesses and the initiation of entrepreneur businesses. And workforce is the issue. It's the issue in South Dakota, and I'd wager it's the issue in many of the states represented here by Western states. Post-secondary education is important, we know. When I graduated high school, post-secondary education was less common. I'm 64 years old. I graduated high school in 1971. College in 1975. The Harvard Pathways to Prosperity document in 1972, they said this recently, looking back to 72, nearly one-fourth of the jobs were held by high schoolers or those with less than a high school degree. And you can see that on the chart here. High school or less, 72% of the jobs were held by those with a high school diploma or less, guys like my dad. More recently, in June of last year, Georgetown's Center for Education and the Workforce updated this kind of data. Now, only 34% of the jobs in America are held by those with a high school diploma or less. The trend toward workers with greater than a high school diploma began to accelerate more recently. And Georgetown University, I commend their website to you, their Center for Education and the Workforce. Last year they published that document that I just mentioned, and they published something called America's Divided Recovery, College Haves and Have-Nots. And they looked at the loss of jobs during the recession and the regaining of those jobs. Now in South Dakota, we lost jobs. I'll venture every state in this room lost jobs during the recession. And most of us have regained those jobs. The nation as a whole has regained those jobs and added still more. Most of our states individually are like that too. And South Dakota is the same. We lost quite a few jobs and then we added some back. But if you look at the 11.6 million jobs that were added since we bottomed out, 11.5 million, or 99% of them, have gone to workers with at least some college education. So high school is no longer enough. That's a message we have to pass along, especially for those, the vast majority of high schoolers who graduate with no job skills beyond their college readiness. And some will graduate with some skills, but most graduate from high school following the graduation requirements of their particular state, which is preparation for college, preparation for a four-year university. Another way to look at this is to look at a graph from Georgetown University. Well, let's dive into that detail, that 11.6 million. Who got those jobs when they were restored to the economy? Graduate degree holders, you know, people with a master's degree or a doctoral degree, they got 3.8 million of them. Those with a bachelor's degree got 4.6 million of them. Those with an associate's degree or some college got 3.1 million. Those with high school or less, only 80,000 jobs. So look at this in a graphical form. This graph traces the recession, which is in the shaded area, and then to the right in the non-shaded area, that shows the recovery through April 16. So this is about a year ago this graph ends. You look at the blue line, that's graduate degree, bachelor's or graduate degree holders. You can see that when the recession came on, they still added jobs, lost jobs. They really ended the recession about where they started the recession. And since then, they've added 8.4 million jobs. That's the bachelor's and graduate degree holders together, 8.4 million. Those with some college or an associate's degree, they lost jobs, lost 1.8 million jobs, and they hit the trough at the recession's end. And then they've added back jobs and regained those they'd lost and then some. They've gained 3.1 million jobs during the recovery. The bottom line you can see is the high school diploma holders or those who dropped out of high school. You can see they lost all those jobs and really haven't gained any, haven't regained them. So the folks with high school diplomas essentially were displaced by those with degrees. So given this information, one of the things we know is we need to tell our high schoolers, hey, some kind of skills training, some kind of post-secondary education is essential if you want to be successful in the world of work, if you want to have something to offer employers that is of value to them. And I wanted to look at how we're doing, given that we know we need to get our high schoolers graduated from high school and we need to get them into some successful post-secondary education. I wanted to see how is South Dakota doing. And I saw some bar graphs when I was in Colorado at the Western Pathways Conference. And I said, let's create those same bar graphs for South Dakota. So I asked our Department of Education to go back to the cohort that entered ninth grade in 2006. Now, why 2006? Because they entered ninth grade in 2006. By 2010, they should have graduated high school. And then we'll give them six more years to graduate from a tech school or apprenticeship program or a four-year university. We'll give them six more years to get there. So between 2006 and 2016, we should see where our ninth graders ended up. Now, South Dakota is a small state, among the smallest in the nation. So we only had 10,513 ninth graders in 2006 in our public school system. And most of our kids are in a public school system. But I'm going to just take 100 of them as a representative sample, and let's see how they did. So looking at 100 ninth graders who started high school in 2006, how did they do? Did they graduate? Of those 100, 23 did not graduate. We had a 77% high school graduation rate. Now, we're doing a little better now. We're in the mid-80s. Now, 83%, I think, was our graduation rate last year. But we were 77% that year. So for 23 without a high school diploma, they're already facing a very tough road to success in the economy. And how about those 77? We know about two-thirds of high school graduates in South Dakota enter some kind of post-secondary education. They might go to tech schools. We have four very good tech schools here in our state. They might go to our public universities. About 52 of the 77 went on to enroll in either college or a tech school. And of those, 23 graduated within 150% of the time. In other words, if they entered a two-year program, by the end of 3 years, or if they entered a four-year program, by the end of 6 years, 23 out of the 52 have graduated. So this tells us that our system is really not working for so many of our young people. They're either not getting through high school, or if they graduate from high school, they're not pursuing any post-secondary education to train themselves for the workforce. And if they do enter some post-secondary, they're often failing to complete. They end up with debt, they end up with a burden, but no skill or credential that can make them valuable to employers who are seeking employees. Now, this problem is not unique to South Dakota. As I said, this bar chart is very similar to the Colorado bar chart, very similar. There might be a slight variation between South Dakota and Colorado. I would venture to say if every Western state created a chart like that, it would look very similar as well. And we know nationally that those who enter four-year universities only have about a 60% completion rate after 6 years. In two-year colleges, it's a little worse than that, although our tech schools do better. In fact, Lake Area Tech here, right in the front row, does exceptionally well. So this problem is not unique to South Dakota. It's seen across the nation. And I know that it's something that concerns or should concern us all. So that's why I am so glad that you're here, all those who are from Western states, those of you who are from South Dakota to participate in the conversation. I thank you very much for being here. I'm excited about the opportunities. I think even though we have challenges, we have many people who are interested and intent on addressing this challenge successfully to prepare our young people or those who are retraining for a changing economy, prepare and help all of them find better pathways to a more secure economic future and success in life. So thank you all for being here. I look forward to spending the next couple of days with you, and I look forward to our continuing conversations in Denver, Oklahoma City, and Seattle. Thank you so much.
Guard's opening remarks at the first workshop of the Western Governors Workforce Development Initiative. The workshop continues today in Sioux Falls. You can follow it online at westgov.org.